This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. And let's see what's on stage. In Raleigh, we've got Schoolhouse Rock Live Junior on May 11th, 3 p.m., showing at Raleigh Little Theater, which is in RLT's Louise Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater. And this is a general admission show. A pop culture phenomenon comes to the musical stage in Schoolhouse Rock Live. Tom, a nerve-wracked school teacher, is nervous about his first day of teaching. He tries to relax by watching TV. When various characters representing facets of his personality emerge from the set and show him how to win his students over with imagination and music. Inspired by the Emmy Award-winning 1970s morning cartoon series that taught history, grammar, math, and more through clever, tuneful songs, experience Schoolhouse Rock Live in RLT's outdoor amphitheater. This was originally conceived and directed by Scott Ferguson. The book is also by Scott Ferguson, Kyle Hall, and George Keating. Music and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens, Bob Duro, David Frischberg, Kathy Mandry, George Newell, and Tom Yeo. This is directed by Kathleen Rudolph. Adult tickets are $20. Children 12 and under are $16. This happens at Raleigh Little Theater, which is at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. You can make reservations by calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. And a quick reminder, if you're going to use the audio described service, you can get a free ticket for your driver. So when you call to make your reservation, be sure to let them know that you want to get the free ticket for your driver. Moving over to Chapel Hill, on April 23rd, we've got Little Shop of Horrors, which plays at 7:30 at Playmakers Repertory Company, which is at 120 Country Club Road in Chapel Hill. The book and lyrics are by Howard Ashman. The music is by Alan Menken. This is directed by Jeffrey Meanza, and they warn us, don't feed the plants. As hilarious as it is outrageous, this wild musical is a cult classic set to a Motown groove. A mysterious plant promises fame and fortune to the downtrodden Seymour and his failing flower shop. But as the plant grows, so does its appetite. Will Seymour succumb to the allure, or can he resist the plant's insatiable cravings? Tickets start at $20, $10 for youth, and you can make reservations by calling 919-962-7529. Again, that's 919-962-7529. And now we'll move over to Durham, where on May 3rd at the DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, they have Kimberly Akimbo. And DPAC is at 123 Vivian Street. This show, Kimberly Akimbo, is part of Broadway at DPAC. This is the most Tony Award-winning show of the season, a new musical about growing up and growing old in no particular order. Kimberly Akimbo is the winner of 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It features Tony Award-winning book and lyrics by David Lindsay Abair, a Tony Award-winning score by Janine Tesori, choreography by Danny Mefford, and direction by Tony-nominated director Jessica Stone. Kimberly is about to turn 16 and recently moved with her family to a new town in suburban New Jersey. In this howlingly funny heartbreaker of a show, so says the New Yorker, Kim is forced to navigate family dysfunction, a rare genetic condition, her first crush, and possible felony charges. Ever the optimist, she is determined to find happiness against all odds and embark on a great adventure. Tickets can run as low as $25 and as high as $217. You can call them at 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787 for tickets to Kimberly Akimbo, the May 3rd, 2 p.m. performance at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Moving over to Greensboro, on April 19th and 20th, they've got the Book of Mormon. This is at the Tangier Center. On the 19th, which is a Saturday, it's a 2 p.m. show. On the 20th, which is a Sunday, it's a 1 p.m. show. And they're at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. The New York Times calls it the best musical of this century. The Washington Post says, it is the kind of evening that restores your faith in musicals. And Entertainment Weekly says, grade A, the funniest musical of all time. Jimmy Fallon of The Tonight Show calls it genius, brilliant, phenomenal. It's the Book of Mormon, the 9-time Tony Award-winning best musical. This outrageous musical comedy follows the adventures of a mismatched pair of missionaries sent halfway across the world to spread the good word. With standing room only productions in London, on Broadway, and across North America, the Book of Mormon has truly become an international sensation. By the way, it contains explicit language. Tickets start at $28, and you can pay pretty much as you might want to. The number to call is 336-333-6500. That's 336-333-6500. And then jetting forward to May, on May 10th and 11th, they'll have Back to the Future, the musical. On the 10th, which is a Saturday, it'll be a 2 p.m. show. On Sunday, the 11th, it'll be a 1 p.m. show. This is going to be at the Tangier Center. Great Scott, Back to the Future, the beloved cinematic classic, is now a Broadway musical with its destination set for the Triad in 2025. Winner of the 2022 Olivier Award for Best New Musical, 4 What's on Stage Awards, including Best New Musical, and the Broadway World Award for Best New Musical. Back to the Future, the musical, is adapted for the stage by the iconic film's creators, Bob Gall and Robert Zemeckis, and directed by the Tony Award winner, John Rando, with original music from multi-Grammy winners, Alan Silvestri and Glenn Ballard, alongside hit songs from the movie, including The Power of Love, Johnny B. Good, Earth Angel, and Back in Time. When Marty McFly finds himself transported back to 1955 in a time machine built by the eccentric scientist Doc Brown, he accidentally changes the course of history. Now he's in a race against time to fix the present, escape the past, and send himself back to the future. When Back to the Future hits 88 miles per hour, it'll change musical theater history forever. And that brings us to movie time. First, a quick listing of the movies. There's A Minecraft Movie, A Working Man, Black Bag, Bob Trevino Likes It, Captain America Brave New World, Death of a Unicorn, Dog Man, Freaky Tales, Hell of a Summer, Mickey 17, Novocaine, October 8th, Paddington in Peru, Snow White, The Alto Knights, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, The Friend, The Luckiest Man in America, The Penguin Lessons, and The Woman in the Yard. Now we'll take a look at each one of these, going to start with the ones that are brand new this week. We have A Minecraft Movie. It runs an hour and 41 minutes. It's rated PG for mild violence and action. There's language, suggestive, rude humor, and some scary images. The genre is action, adventure, comedy, family, fantasy. Four misfits find themselves struggling with ordinary problems when they are suddenly pulled through a mysterious portal into the overworld, a bizarre cubic wonderland that thrives on imagination. To get back home, they'll have to master this world while embarking on a magical quest with an unexpected expert craftier. Together, their adventure will challenge all five to be bold and to reconnect with the qualities that makes each of them uniquely creative, the very skills they need to thrive back in the real world. Next up, Bob Trevino Likes It. Runs an hour and 42 minutes. It's rated PG for brief, strong language and thematic elements. The genre is comedy drama. When lonely 20-something Lily Trevino accidentally befriends a stranger online who shares the exact same name as her own self-centered father, encouragement and support from this new Bob Trevino could change her life for the better. This is inspired by a true story. Freaky Tales runs an hour and 46 minutes. It's rated R for strong bloody violence, language throughout, including slurs, sexual content, and drug use. The genre is action, adventure, comedy, crime, drama. Four interconnected stories set in 1987 Oakland, California, will tell about the love of music, movies, people, places, and memories beyond our knowable universe. Hell of a Summer runs an hour and 28 minutes. It's rated R for severe horror, violence, language throughout, and some sexual references. The genre is comedy, horror, thriller. The counselors of a summer camp are terrorized by a masked killer. A bit of trivia here. Finn Wolfhard initially had trouble selling the script, as he was 19 at the time he marketed it. The Friend runs 2 hours, rated R for language, including a sexual reference. This is a drama. Novelist and creative writing teacher Iris, played by Naomi Watts, finds her comfortable, solitary New York life thrown into disarray after her closest friend and mentor, played by Bill Murray, commits suicide and bequeaths his beloved Great Dane to her. The regal yet intractable beast named Apollo immediately creates problems for Iris, from furniture destruction to eviction notices, as well as more existential ones, his looming presence constantly reminding her of her friend's choice to take his own life. Yet as Iris finds herself unexpectedly bonding to the animal, she begins to come to terms with her past, her lost friend, and her own creative inner life. It's based on the novel The Friend by Sigrid Nunez. The Luckiest Man in America runs an hour and 30 minutes. It's rated R for strong violence, language throughout, and drug content, and this is an action thriller. Levon Cade has left his profession behind him to go straight and work in construction. He wants to live a simple life and be a good father to his daughter, but when his boss's teenage daughter Jenny vanishes, he's called upon to reemploy the skills that made him a legendary figure in the shadowy world of black ops. His hunt for the missing college student takes him deep into the heart of a sinister criminal conspiracy, creating a chain reaction that will threaten his new way of life. A bit of trivia: A Working Man is based on the novel Levon's Trade by Chuck Dixon, and there are 12 books in the Levon Cade series. Black Bag runs an hour and 33 minutes. It's rated R for language, including some sexual references and some violence, and this is a drama thriller. When intelligence agent Catherine Woodhouse, played by Cate Blanchett, is suspected of betraying the nation, her husband, played by Michael Fassbender, also a legendary agent, faces the ultimate test of whether to be loyal to his marriage or to his country. Captain America, Brave New World, runs 2 hours. It's rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence and action, and some strong language. This is an action, adventure, sci-fi. Sam Wilson, the new Captain America, finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must discover the motive behind a nefarious global plan. Death of a Unicorn runs 1 hour and 44 minutes. It's rated R for strong violent content, gore, language, and some drug use. The genre is comedy, fantasy, horror, thriller. Father-daughter duo Elliot and Ridley hit a unicorn with their car and bring it to the wilderness retreat of a mega-wealthy pharmaceutical CEO. Dogman runs 1 hour and 29 minutes. It's rated PG. The genre is animation action, adventure comedy, crime, family, fantasy, sci-fi. Dogman, half dog and half man, he is sworn to protect and serve as he doggedly pursues the feline supervillain, Petey the Cat. This is a DreamWorks animation. It's their 9th film to be based off a children's book. Mickey 17 runs 2 hours and 19 minutes. And it is rated R for violent content, language throughout, sexual content, and drug material. The genre is adventure, comedy, fantasy, sci-fi. This is adapted from the novel Mickey 7 by Edward Ashton. This stars Robert Pattinson as an expendable, a disposable crew member on a space mission selected for dangerous tasks because he can be renewed if his body dies, with his memories largely intact. With one regeneration, though, things go very wrong. Novocaine runs 1 hour and 50 minutes. It's rated R for strong bloody violence, grisly images, and language throughout. The genre is action, comedy, thriller. When the girl of his dreams is kidnapped, a man incapable of feeling physical pain turns his rare condition into an unexpected advantage in the fight to rescue her. Has scenes of fingernails being ripped off, gunshot wounds being treated, a hand dipped into a boiling hot fryer, eyes gouged out, tattoo needle used to slit someone's throat, and lots more, all of which graphically are shown on screen. October 8th runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. It is not rated. This is a documentary. The emergence of anti-Semitism on college campuses, in social media, and on the streets since October 7th, 2023, when Hamas attacked Israel. Paddington in Peru runs 1 hour and 46 minutes. The genre is adventure comedy, family mystery. Paddington returns to Peru to visit his beloved Aunt Lucy, who now resides at the Home for Retarded Bears. I'm sorry, the Home for Retired Bears. With the Brown family in tow, a thrilling adventure ensues when a mystery plunges them into an unexpected journey through the Amazon rainforest and up the mountain peaks of Peru. Snow White runs 1 hour and 49 minutes. It's rated PG for mild violence, some peril, thematic elements, and brief, rude humor. The genre is adventure, family, fantasy, musical romance. A princess, played by Rachel Zegler, joins forces with 7 dwarfs to liberate her kingdom from her cruel stepmother, played by Gal Gadot, the evil queen. A live-action adaptation of the 1937 Disney animated film Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs. The Alto Knights runs 2 hours and 3 minutes. It's rated R for violence and pervasive language. The genre is biography, crime, drama, history. 2 of New York's most notorious organized crime bosses vie for control of the city streets. Once best friends, petty jealousies and a series of betrayals set them on a deadly collision course. The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, runs 1 hour and 31 minutes. It's rated PG for cartoon violence and action and rude suggestive humor. The genre is animation, adventure, comedy, family, sci-fi. Porky and Daffy, the classic animated odd couple, turn into unlikely heroes when their antics at the local bubblegum factory uncover a secret alien mind control plot. Against all odds, the two are determined to save their town and the world. That is, if they don't drive each other crazy in the process. The Penguin Lessons runs 1 hour and 50 minutes. It's rated PG for strong language, some sexual references, and thematic elements. This is a drama. Starring Oscar nominee Steve Coogan, this poignant dramedy from director Peter Cataneo follows an Englishman's personal and political awakening after he adopts a penguin during a cataclysmic period in Argentine history. And finally, we've got The Woman in the Yard, which runs 1 hour and 25 minutes. It's rated PG for terror, some violent content, bloody images, suicide-related content, and brief, strong language. The genre is drama, horror, thriller. A mysterious woman repeatedly appears in a family's front yard, often delivering chilling warnings and unsettling messages, leaving them to question her identity, motives, and the potential danger she might pose. And that's it for the movies that are currently available with audio description. And now let's take a look at a review of Black Bag, written by James Berardinelli of the website Real Views. He gives it 3.5 out of a possible 4 stars. He writes, Black Bag belongs to an endangered species list, a spy thriller that relies on uncovering motivations and unraveling narrative knots to generate suspense. There's nary a car chase to be found, nor a shootout to dodge during the course of this lean, mean yarn from director Steven Soderbergh and his recent collaborator, screenwriter David Koepp. They also worked together on Kimmy and Presence. More than anything, Black Bag requires attentiveness from its viewers. It demands a level of mental engagement audiences might no longer be accustomed to in a theatrical environment where distracted viewing has become the norm. Soderbergh, who typically functions as both cinematographer and editor on his films, using the pseudonyms of Peter Andrews and Mary Ann Bernard, employs shot selection to establish a slow-burn moodiness that starts from the very beginning. A long tracking shot following Michael Fassbender from the benighted streets of London into the belly of a nightclub. The director slow walks the story without allowing the pace to flag, using dialogue and atmosphere as his primary weapons. Specifics generally aren't spoon-fed, although there are a couple of occasions when brief flashbacks remind us of a relevant detail or two. The two lead actors flesh out their characters perfectly. Cate Blanchett as the sensual, enigmatic Catherine, and Michael Fassbender as the implacable, unreadable George Woodhouse. Despite being diametrically opposite in the personality department, they are devoted to one another with a love that transcends their jobs. In most spy stories, it's about putting country above people. In this one, it's the other way around. Their chemistry is palpable as they cross verbal swords in conversation, with every mark seemingly having multiple layers. Black Bag owes a debt to Len Deighton's Berlin Game. Both feature British operatives who are tasked by their bosses to uncover moles in their inner circle, and in both cases their wives are listed among the suspects. In this case, George is given a list of 5 names during a clandestine meeting with fellow agent Philip Meacham, played by Gustav Skarsgård. In addition to Catherine, the other potential traitors are Colonel James Stokes, who was recently posted to his new job, his lover, psychologist Dr. Zoe Vaughan, Freddie Smalls, who wanted the job Stokes got, and his volatile paramour, Clarissa DuBose. And what better way to begin the unmasking than by inviting all of the suspects to a dinner party where George does what he's best at, observing and analyzing. But even a master manipulator can be played, and the stakes here, involving a MacGuffin called Severus, are bigger than a few messy secrets coming to life. Although Dayton might have influenced plot elements, the 007 connections are hard to ignore. Two of the main actors have appeared in Bond movies, Naomi Harris as Moneypenny in the Daniel Craig arc, and Pierce Brosnan as the super spy during his own era. His role here is distinctly un-Bond-like. Then there's Roger Jean Page, who has frequently been cited as a possible Craig replacement. While Fassbender never joined the Bond franchise, he has used the same cool, coiled persona for several recent performances as the title character in David Fincher's The Killer, and as David the Android in Ridley Scott's Alien prequels. Blanchett hasn't been this seductive since Carol. Black Bag has its share of big moments and bigger reveals, but many are presented in a decidedly low-key manner that works perfectly because it rewards the attentive viewer for figuring things out in sync with the characters. One of the benefits of having smart protagonists is that there's never the feeling of being one step ahead of them. That can be frustrating, especially in a movie that deals in secrets and mysteries. Anyone who enjoys a good mystery will affirm that the best part of the experience isn't learning whodunit, but seeing how all the pieces are fit together to form the puzzle. This is why even some of the best mysteries are anticlimactic. Despite the short running time, a skinny 93 minutes, this is an experience to savor. Movies like this come along far too infrequently. Hollywood's decision to abandon this kind of storytelling is one reason why cinema in the 2020s has fallen into the doldrums, and when something like Black Bag arrives, it's a bittersweet reminder of the potential of the big screen experience. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.